We welcome you into the studio, and today we celebrate Jeremy Maclin and his return from injury and a great season he's having here in 2014. I'm Dave Spadaro, pleased to be joined by Jeremy Maclin, the 2014 recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award for the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations to you, Jeremy. I know it means a lot being named by your teammates the recipient of this award.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's, you know, all the love and support that they show me and they've shown me throughout the whole rehab process. No, it just means a lot, you know, to win such a prestigious award.
Now, for those of you who don't know about the Ed Block Courage Award, started in 1978. Ed Block, a former trainer with the Baltimore Colts, served in World War II, graduate of the University of Missouri, had a heart attack during his time with the Colts. He was saved by members of that football team, was very active in the community. The Ed Block Courage Award is known around the country, setting up shelters for abused children. So it means a whole lot more than football. Football is a way to publicize what Ed Block was all about and what the award means. And Jeremy, let's talk about coming back and the fans who don't understand everything that goes into coming back from an injury. It is not automatic that your career is going to continue.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This injury, I want to say 15, 20 years ago, there was no guarantee that you'd come back. But I think with the way that, the medical staffs have advanced and doctors have advanced, it's become a lot easier to do that, although it's not an easy process whatsoever. Mentally, physically, emotionally, it can be very challenging. So I think the one thing that sets guys apart is how hard they attack rehab. And I think I did that with a great mindset. Each and every day, no matter if I was feeling terrible that day. You know, there was days where my knee was sore. There was days where I just didn't feel like doing anything. You know, that's life. But I think hindsight is you gotta understand the meaning of what you're doing and what you want to get back to.
And the motivation was getting back to the football field.
Absolutely, yes.
Jeremy, what did you do on game days? How did you kind of replace that competitiveness that you'd had every week of your life?
Well, if it was home games, I was there on the sideline watching the games, minus the Lions game. But if it was away games, I was just home on the couch, man. You know, I had friends up sometimes. Family came up, watched the games with me. I just try to do anything to kind of stay positive. Sometimes I found myself coaching from my couch.
Yelling at the TV?
Yeah. imagining myself in the offense, just kind of. Anything I could do to kind of just stay in tune with what was going on, I tried to do.
There's the psychological component is dramatic for players. You really, if you can kind of just explain the fans, you don't really feel, I think at times talking to players, like you're part of the team because your schedule is so different. You come in early, do your rehab, and then you're gone.
Well, I think what's different here is that Chip does it a lot different. Those guys still travel. Those guys are still a part of what we do. Those guys are still in meetings. Last year was a little different. He kind of fine-tuned it a little bit, but this is really one big family, and we don't just talk about it. It really is, man. I think guys genuinely care about each other. It doesn't matter if you're a practice squad guy, a guy on IR, or our starting quarterback. Everybody has a say, and I think that's a good thing. And I think as long as you continue to build that culture around here, I think we'll continue to be successful and continue to win games around here for a long time.
You're having a terrific season. I mean, do you think it's possible? Which is kind of silly to say, but maybe it's true that you're a better football player now.
I think I'm smarter, for sure. I feel good, man. My goal is to get better each and every day. And some days I pick certain things out that I want to work on. So if you ever see me in practice and I'm catching the ball a certain type of way, it's because I'm trying to catch the ball a certain type of way. Or if I'm, running routes with my other foot up instead of my normal foot, or if I'm doing things at the line of scrimmage to try to work on different things. So my thing is just to get better than I was yesterday.
Yeah, there's a spring banquet that they have for the Ed Block Courage Award. All of the recipients from around the NFL attend in Baltimore. It's a wonderful event. And listen, between now and then, catch a lot of passes, score a lot of touchdowns, and let's win a lot of football games.
Yeah, let's win a lot
Jeremy
of football
Maclin,
games,
the 2014 Ed Block Courage Award recipient for the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations to you, and thanks so much for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.